BBC News with Danielle Jałowiecka. President Zelensky has thanked more than 100 countries that passed a resolution at the United Nations General Assembly calling for a full ceasefire and a lasting peace in Ukraine. The United States again abstained, one of more than 50 countries to do so. Earlier, many European leaders gathered in Kyiv to mark the fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. Paul Adams reports.
President Zelensky welcomed European leaders and politicians to the capital. Some joined him for prayers in St. Sophia's Cathedral or the laying of tributes in Maidan Square. There were gatherings of Ukraine's Nordic and Baltic partners, as well as the so-called Coalition of the Willing, the countries, led by Britain and France, that have said they'll send forces to Ukraine if a ceasefire is ever achieved. But despite several recent rounds of face-to-face negotiations, that goal remains elusive. The Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, said one person stood in the way of progress, Vladimir Putin.
The World Bank says that only 4% of women live in economies that provide almost full legal equality. The bank's report says that barriers keeping women from contributing fully to growth and prosperity are far steeper than thought. The head of the Louvre Museum in Paris, Laurence Descartes, has resigned in the wake of last October's jewel theft. Burglars used a mechanical lift to gain access to a gallery and stole imperial jewels worth more than $100 million. From Paris, Hugh Schofield reports.
Laurence Descartes is an experienced and respected museum administrator, but she's been on borrowed time in her post ever since last October's spectacular robbery. In fact, she offered her resignation straight after, but it was refused, and she was left at the tiller, in her words, to steer the museum through the storm. Since then, there have been more problems. A gallery closed for lack of upkeep, a ticket fraud scandal, strikes. In an interview, Laurence Descartes said she was leaving with her head held high because well before the theft, she'd warned about glaring deficiencies in the Louvre's security systems.
The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has emphasised the need for fair competition and jointly agreed rules with China, Germany's biggest trading partner. He was speaking as he departed for his first visit to China since becoming Chancellor 10 months ago. Our Global Affairs reporter Alice Adderley has more.
Chancellor Merz's visit comes against a background of world trade complicated by President Trump's imposition of tariffs. He's the latest European leader seeking to reset relations with China after a year that's laid bare the fraying alliance with the US and exposed supply chain vulnerabilities. Germany's also facing intense competition from China's electric car makers. Away from trade, the German Chancellor aims to raise the conflict in Ukraine. He'll discuss Beijing's influence over Moscow with President Xi Jinping.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. President Trump is expected shortly to deliver one of the set-piece annual rituals of the American political calendar, his State of the Union address, to Congress. The speech comes at a time when the president is experiencing a slump in approval ratings among voters and days after the Supreme Court ruled against international tariffs he'd imposed. At least 25 people have died in southeast Brazil after heavy rain and flooding caused numerous landslides. Most victims are in the city of Juiz de Fora, where another 45 people are missing and hundreds more have been made homeless. A state of emergency has been declared. Police in Britain say they've concluded 6 days of searches at the former home of the brother of King Charles, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The former prince was arrested last week on suspicion of misconduct in public office. He's been accused of sharing confidential government material with the late American sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Officers also searched an address in eastern England as part of their investigation. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor has consistently denied any wrongdoing. Fans of the Welsh football club Swansea City have packed their stadium for what would otherwise have been a rather routine midweek match due to the presence of a new co-owner, the American rapper Snoop Dogg. The game against Preston North End was the first he'd attended. Our Wales correspondent Howell Griffith has this report.
The rapper's part of an unlikely lineup of investors at the club, who include the Croatian footballer Luka Modric and the American billionaire lifestyle guru Martha Stewart. The rapper's financial contribution to the Swans is said to be relatively small. However, his social media status has brought the attention of 100 million followers. There's also a clothing brand collaboration between the club and his label, Death Row Records.
And that's the latest BBC News.